This is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para, the third parak, Mishnahs 2 and 3. Chatzeres hayu b'Yerushalayim, benuyos al gabei tzela v'taktehem chalul, mifnei kever hatachum. So there were courtyards built in Yerushalayim on rock with a hallowed space beneath them because there was a grave underneath that. U'mevim nashim ubaros v'yoldos sham, Umagadlos Sham Espenehem, and they used to bring pregnant women to give birth there and raise their children there. Umevim Shvarim Vagabehen Delatos, and they would bring and they used to bring oxen with doors on their back. Vitinokash Yoshvin Agabehen, and babies with children would sit on top of the doors. Vikosos Shel Evan Biadam, and they would hold cups of stone in their hands. Hegil Lishloach. And so when they would reach the Shiloach, Yardu Umilum, they would get down and they would fill up the cups, Va'alu V'yashua Gabehen, and they would get back and they would sit on top of the doors, on top of the oxes again. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mimkomo Hayu Mishal Shel Umela. And Rabbi Yossi said that from his place, he would lower it and fill it. In other words, he would stay on the door, lower the cup and fill it and bring it back up again. Okay, so these are all additional stringencies imposed on the actual sprinkling that's performed by the Kohen during the days of the separation. And so under the courtyards, they would have these empty holes because there might be a grave down below, and that would constitute a confined Tumah Ritzutza, which would penetrate up into the courtyards. And that would render anything in its path ritually impure. But if there's a hollowed space of at least one cubic handbreadth in between, so then the impurity only rises to that space, but not beyond it. And the children who were born there would never become ritually impure by a corpse because of this space there that would stop the ritual impurity. Okay? And they would raise their children there until they were 8 years old, so that they wouldn't have to worry about the tumah. And as far as filling up the cups with the oxen and the doors in the back, so it's similar, that when they're on their doors, they were on their way to draw water into which the paraduma ash was placed, and the door served as a barrier between them and the ground because they might pass over a grave in the depths, and this way it keeps them from becoming impure. And there was no fear of a grave in the depths where the Shiloah was, because people don't usually bury their dead in the rivers. But Rav Yossi said they should still stay on the door as an extra precaution. The third Mishnah. Ba'u lahar habayis v'yardu. So they came to the Temple Mount and they got down. Har habayis v'hazaros tachtayim chalul. So beneath the har habayis, there was a empty space. Mifnei kever tachtum, because there's a grave down below. Ube pesach hazara hayamatukan klal shalchatas. And at the entrance to the court, there's a pitcher of the chatas water ready to go. Amuvian zachar shel rechelim ukoshim chevel bein karnav. And so they would bring a male sheep and tie a rope between its horns and tie a stick with a masabek with the end of the rope. V'koshim mikal masabek v'rosha shel chevel v'zorch l'tok ha-kalal, and they would throw it into the pitcher. U'makas ha-zachar, and hit the male sheep. V'nirta l'chorav, and then it would flinch backwards. Benotu umekadesh, and then he takes the ashes and performs the sanctification. Kadesh yirai al pnei hamayim, so that it should be visible on the water itself. Rabbi Yossi Omer, al titnu makom l'tzadukim l'rados. Don't give the tzadukim an occasion to say it there right. Ela hu notu umekadesh. Just take it. And he takes it and performs the sanctification. Okay? The entrance to the court we're talking about is the eastern gate of the woman's court, which leads to the ramparts, and there'd be a pitcher of chatas there, a stone jar, with the ashes of the cow. Now, a masabek, they would tie the rope between its horns and tie a stick and a masabek at the end of the rope, which is a branch, whose bushy projections could absorb the ashes. And then they would throw it into the pitcher, and the sheet would go backwards, the stick would then fall out of the pitcher, and the ashes would come out. So it's a way of getting the ashes to come out without actually taking them out. And then he would put these ashes into the cup so that you could see them, enough ashes so you could see them on top of the surface of the water. And then Rav Yossi says, we don't want to give the Sadukim a chance to celebrate, to ridicule us by saying that we're performing an act of deception, of taking ashes by using a stick. So he says, no, the Kohen should just take the ashes, the child should just take the ashes from the pitcher with his hands and put them into the water, and that's good enough because the child is pure anyway. Tomorrow we will do Mishnayos 4 and 5.